Viva la vegan!
Hi, I'm Lee Chantel here from VivaLaVegan.net, and today I'm here with Brian, who you may know as the Vegan Black Metal Chef. How are you, Brian?
Doing great. What's going on, everyone?
And we're actually over the other side of the world from where Brian lives in Florida in the United States of America. And we're in Brisbane, which is an estate in Queensland in Australia. What are you doing here?
Well, I initially came to Australia to do a vegan cooking demo tour with the post-punk kitchen people, the Issa Chandra Moskowitz and Terry Hope Romero. Mm-hmm. And we did cooking demonstrations across Melbourne, Sydney, and Brisbane. Mm-hmm. And then I decided to stay an extra week in Brisbane to mm-hmm. hang out and have fun.
Yep. And we've been having some fun. We've been going to lots of vegan restaurants, vegan groceries, going on exploring our wildlife in the wilderness. What's been your favorite?
The wildlife has been really cool here. Mm-hmm. I've really liked all the parrot-like birds around mm-hmm. here. You all have these things called galahs, which is like a pink and gray parrot cockatoo thing. Mm-hmm. There's cockatoos flying around, which we've yet to see up close yet, but we've seen mm-hmm. some flying around. Yep. And lorikeets and all sorts of other creatures and wallabies. I saw my first wallaby yesterday. Mm-hmm. My first real indication that I was in another country.
Yeah, because you've been saying that in Australia it's pretty similar, especially in Queensland it's pretty similar to Florida. What are the similarities?
Oh, the temperature and humidity yep. are about the same. They're both pretty hot and humid places. Mm-hmm. Some of the trees look pretty similar. Y'all have a lot of sort of palm tree-like things mm-hmm. and just the overall landscape is a little bit similar. Y'all have a lot more hills and elevation. We don't really have hills in Florida.
Yeah.
But we went to the Gold Coast.
On our epic Gold Coast adventure.
Yeah, and the water there felt kind of warm, just like in Florida, mm-hmm. and really felt just pretty similar overall. I mean, mm-hmm. besides that, I mean, there's really only subtle differences between yeah. Australian things and American things.
Yeah, so what are the differences?
Well, our plugs, our power plugs, are always on. Here, you have to turn them on or off at the plug.
Mm. So you don't... Here, we plug them in and then switch them on for it to activate.
Yeah, exactly. But you don't have to. Those are always on, and you need a switch to turn it off.
Mm. And the switches, you have to go down instead of up?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I mean, other than that, there's, of course, little differences in the coins and the mm-hmm. this, that, and the next thing, but the differences are really minor compared to the similarities.
And talking about differences, we have quite a few uniquely Australian phrases and words. What's your favourite Aussie...
My favorite Aussie term so far, in the avo or something.
In the avo, which means the afternoon, because we shorten everything.
Yeah, kind of everything in the world is shortened here. Yeah. So I don't know whether they're calling something Brizzy for something from Brisbane or mm-hmm, mm-hmm. or. And I think they just make it up on the spot. But
yeah, some people do. Yep, I'll give you that. Yeah.
But otherwise, yeah, everything has a little shortened word that mm-hmm. I couldn't even recall for you now. But but at the moment, they'll say, "Oh, hand me that," and they'll say it by some shortened mm-hmm. name. And
yeah, and we discovered boardies.
Boardies,
which are board shorts, short for board shorts. What do you call them?
Which are like a swimsuit or swimming trunks.
So we discovered that, and oh yeah, when we went down the Gold Coast, we went to, you were saying before, we went to like Palm Beach and Burleigh to swim in the ocean, which was really nice. And we went to quite a few vegan places while we were down there. They have really great vegan restaurants and cafes down the Gold Coast. We went to Yum Cha for mm-hmm. lunch. You call it, what do you call it?
Dim sum in the States. So it's basically just a bunch of steamed buns and spring rolls and other like little like kind of Asian tapas
mm, yeah,
kind
yeah.
of Asian small plates
And we looked online for the, because we asked one of the girls there, and she said there's a difference Cantonese versus Chinese. But what did we find out on?
Well, it said that Yum Cha means drinking tea. Yeah. So I guess that it's just it, they both seem to be the words for it, but I guess it came from going out to drink tea and have these little snack things or have these little light bites.
And they're not really light when you have as much as we like to have to eat. So you're quite full afterwards. And then we went to a mostly raw place called From Earth and Water for dessert. And then we went to Mandela Organic Arts Cafe, which has my favorite pizza. And yeah, that's a really cool place. Oh, we went there twice, didn't we?
Yeah, yep.
I took Brian to the AFL, the Australian Football League, which is one of my favorite things. And it was your first experience of Australian football. What did you think?
It was. They sports the ball up and down the field. And I'm not a huge sports fan, but it was an interesting experience and sort of a mixture of some kind of football or rugby-like thing and soccer kind of all combined together.
And it's our very uniquely Australian sport. It's maybe some people compare it to some people compare it to Gaelic football. So that's, I don't know much about Gaelic football, but they compare it to that quite a bit. And we went to Metricorn Stadium down the coast and saw the Gold Coast Suns and the Brisbane Lions play, but my team, the Lions, didn't do that well.
No, it was a bit of a flogging, as you say here.
A flogging, yes. But who did we see at Mandela?
I guess we saw the best player in the AFL at the vegan place.
Yeah.
So that was kind of cool.
Gary Ablett Jr., for those playing at home.
Yes. And so, that was kind of cool. And it's kind of cool to see a big sports kind of star here go to a vegan place to eat. And I guess it's a place that he frequents. So
definitely.
He must have went right after the game, just like we did.
Yeah. And we kicked you on the football afterwards as well.
Yeah. They let you on the field here after the game, and everyone kicks around footballs and has a fun time.
That was good. And then just over the weekend, had a vegan Australian barbecue for Brian with my friends and my family. And Barbie, that's another word we shorten.
The Barbie.
For barbecue, the Barbie.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad was showing Brian had barbecue. So there's a few photos on your Facebook and my Facebook from the barbecue.
We were cooking a bunch of things up and I had an Australian dessert, I guess,
Lamington. So it's Lamington's like a cake, and you put chocolate over it, and then coconut on top.
Some different bush tucker, which we had damper, which is I guess just a very basic bread that you can make just out of flour, water, and probably salt and nothing else, maybe a little bit of oil, and just kind of quickly baked bread with some stew stuff. Yep. And
then Billy tea with that, which is like a bush sort of tea.
Yep, Billy tea, that was pretty good.
And then we had like a burger bar, so we had different burger options. We had some patties, some, we call them rissoles, so they're like we would make them with vegetables and press them down so you can have them as a patty on a bread roll. And we had some tofu and tempeh, and you just made some sauces with them, so that was on the barbecue. Some lam yong sausages and some satay skewers.
Mm-hmm.
What else was there? There's some other snacks.
There's a bunch of other various little things. And
and it was a really good day for a barbecue, beautiful weather in Brisbane.
Mm-hmm.
And what will you miss in Australia?
What will I miss in Australia?
When you go home.
I'll definitely miss all the little parrot-like birds. But I think they don't exist in Florida because there's so many cats and stray cats, and people let their cats outside, that I think just a handful of cats would devastate Australia in general. And just kind of leaving them out, I guess that was a big problem here with dogs and things and the koalas and stuff like that. So I can definitely, like, Australia is a... I guess every ecosystem is very kind of balanced to what it is, and just an introduction of this or that could really change the whole dynamic of everything.
Yeah, definitely. We went on a walk. We went on a big walk yesterday down to one of the parks, and a guy we were talking to, we only saw one wallaby, and he said there used to be many, however many years ago, and now there's only one female wallaby. And then when we first came to Australia about 20 something years ago, there was a lot more koalas, and now there's not as many koalas. And today we're going to go to Siramay Winery, where there's a lot of wallabies, like just running around through the or hopping around through the vineyards. And I love taking my international guests there, so I can't wait for Brian to see that. And then we're going to go to a park that sort of backs onto a koala park, so hopefully we'll see a couple of koalas there as well. But yeah, urbanization, you know, ruins their sort of habitats, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And oh, I guess a lot of the wildlife here also kind of grew up in an isolated environment, in terms of that the entire continent is kind of an island.
Yeah.
So so introductions of things was difficult before, but now, of course, with everyone coming around everywhere, it's much easier and much easier to spread things around, just like everywhere else.
Mm-hmm. So, Brian, why vegan?
Why vegan? Well,
or for you.
I have a I have a detailed explanation on my website, veganblackmetalchef.com. There's a little why vegan tab, but I initially turned vegan because I had in late high school I had a girlfriend. Actually, it's kind of the most typical vegan story in existence, and she went vegetarian at that time, and I said, well, you know, I see that as the right way to go, but I'm not ready for that yet, and so I didn't. I stayed in my meat and dairy eating ways. And until about my first year of college, when I said, it was about a year later, and I said, oh, well, she didn't die.
Always good.
Yeah, yeah, pretty surprising. and I said, wow, well, if she didn't die and I recognize that as the right way to go, then it's really just a fear in myself that was preventing me. And so I couldn't just live with that fear in myself, so I went vegetarian at that time. And for about two or so months, and then went to an animal rights group on campus at the school I was going to, the University of Florida in Gainesville, and went to a little group called the Animal Activists of Alachua, and saw a couple films that they were playing and at the meeting, and said, okay, well, now I'm vegan.
Yeah, that's good.
And yeah, that's about it.
And how many years is that now?
About 13 or so years.
Yeah, cool. No regrets?
No, not at all.
And you're talking about your website before. You have a very, very popular YouTube channel called Vegan Black Metal Chef. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. It's a basically it's a cooking show, but there's no talking in it, and I write my own music to the episodes, and the lyrics to the songs are the recipes and what's going on, and it's all in a dungeon-like kitchen, and I'm in face paint and rubber armor and chainmail and all sorts of craziness, and it's basically just sort of the cooking show that I wanted to see.
And that's why you created it, because there was nothing around like that? Is that?
Well, sort of. Like, I created it initially because after about 10 or 11 years of veganism at the time, I said, wow, well, I think my meals are delicious. They're cheap to make. They don't take forever. I just felt like I lived a very doable form of veganism for a lot of people. And I said, well, the world needs to know about this. And so I was thinking about making a cooking show, but cooking shows put me to sleep. And I was putting myself to sleep just thinking about doing a normal cooking show. So just made the one I wanted to see, and to really just answer the question, what do vegans eat? And I was going to make it whether people cared about it or not, but it's way more fun when people care about it.
Definitely. And why do you think the vegans and the metal scene are similar? What do you think connects us?
I don't really think they're that similar. Like, in only the most cursory ways, I don't think the metal scene has necessarily anything to do with veganism in and of itself. I guess they're similar in some ways in that they're both kind of semi-fringe movements. They're both sort of on the outskirts of mainstream society. The metal scene often will have lyrics and things about either political commentary or social commentary or religious commentary that that kind of brings consciousness to an issue. And to me, veganism is all about bringing consciousness to your life and to your actions. So in those threads, I think they're somewhat similar. But it's definitely not at the necessarily anything to do with the music itself being vegan driven necessarily. It can be.
I would definitely think the, like, you know, they're maybe both are sort of ostracized from the mainstream public, therefore maybe there's a connection with that somehow.
True.
And so you write music as well, you perform music. What's your band called? Where can people download?
Yeah, my band is called Forever Dawn. It's my take on industrial black metal.
Mm-hmm.
You can just go to foreverdawn.bandcamp.com, and mm-hmm. it's also, I have a link to it at the beginning of all of the Vegan Black Metal Chef videos, mm-hmm. and in the description of all of them. So if you click on any of them, you'll find a link to my music.
Mm-hmm. And it's so great to see other people using their skills and their talents to promote veganism to the public. What would be a tip that you could give to people to promote veganism?
To promote veganism? Mm. Really, just live your truth. Mm. I guess what I really mean by that is just kind of pay attention to yourself. Make sure your house is in order. You don't even have to just... enjoying life and being vegan is promoting veganism in and of itself. You'll be blown away by the number of people around you that, as long once they see that veganism isn't a big deal to you, if you make veganism your identity, then in one sense you're already unpromoting it because you've lost yourself. If you've attached your identity to things like that, to anything really, then it's difficult to really live that truly. And so just be yourself, be the best you can be. Mm-hmm. And just by doing that and being vegan, you'll be blown away by how many people will ask you questions. And don't be offended when people ask you questions, even if they ask you things that might annoy you.
Mm-hmm. Or you've heard 1,000 times.
Yeah, you've heard 1,000 times ever. Sometimes
they're
genuinely curious a lot of times. Yeah. And even if they're saying it in kind of a snide manner or this or that, they're often genuinely curious. Yeah. And if you don't have that attachment, then you can just answer truthfully and you can just be yourself. You don't have an attachment to them. You don't have an attachment to anything that holds your identity, then you can just be yourself and you'll be blown away at just how powerful even that is.
Definitely. So what has been your favorite place that we've eaten in Brisbane so far, or in Australia?
My favorite place so far, I'm gonna have to go with that Easy House Vegetarian, the dim sum or yum cha.
Yeah, that was pretty epic.
That was very good, and definitely ate myself till till it hurt, but it was so worth it.
Which we do all the time over here.
First world problems, but yeah.
And then we also, and you had the epic burger at the Green Edge, which is our vegan grocery store, and they have a little cafe.
Yeah, the Green Edge was fantastic as well. Mm-hmm. That's why I hate saying my favorite of anything, because honestly, I've eaten quite a few really amazing meals here. And everything from the Green Edge to Green Gourmet, I believe it's called,
in Sydney.
Sydney. And Nature's, or Vegetarian's Choice,
Vegan's Choice.
Next door with...
in Newtown.
Yeah, incredible vegan ice cream. And also the other place had incredible homemade yum cha or dim sum, buns and things like that. Yeah, really great place. Veggie Bar. I think that's also... Is that in Sydney or Melbourne?
That's in Melbourne. Fitzroy. Yeah, it's very popular, that one.
I had some good stuff there. So really, it's difficult to pick a favorite because there's really great vegan food everywhere you go.
Really
everywhere.
You just have to know where to look or have a host that can show you around, which I'm fine to do. But yeah, thank you very much, Brian, for taking the time to speak to us today. And if you want to see Brian, make sure to check out his website, which is
veganblackmetalchef.com.
And you can find Brian and Viva La Vegan on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. And we'll see you next time for our next interview with Inspiring Vegans. Thank you.